Utah Mormon developer David Hall is getting some sharp pushback from four tiny Vermont towns, combined population about 6,600, because he's bought up almost 2,000 acres of land there and plans to buy more to build utopian, self-sustainable communities of up to 1 million people based on the principles expressed in the 1833 Platte of Zion blueprint created by Joseph Smith, founder of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, whose birthplace is in Sharon, Vermont. Hall says his vision could take a century, and he's buying land now to prevent other developers from creating ugly subdivisions, but his own church is against it, and Vermonters are worried that their priceless vistas and way of life will be destroyed. David Hall's foundation is New Vistas. He hopes to start a number of these communities around the world. He's already bought up homes in Provo, Utah, and joins us from BYU Radio there. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, tell us a little more about this vision. In Vermont, you've said there will be clusters of villages, each with about 20,000 people, tiny houses. What does it look like in your head?
Each community would be 20,000 people and about 3 square miles, 0.1 acres per person.
As we said, small homes, maybe 200 square feet, 4x4 kitchens, high-tech toilets that can detect medical problems.
Well, it's a futuristic type of concept, and my engineering company, Hall Labs, is working on individual parts of this future. So right now we consume a lot of square footage because we have separate rooms for each function. And so in this concept, your room transforms to what you need.
Yeah. And there will be robots that would be involved with this, we understand?
A simple kind of mover robots that are kind of out of the way that help set up your scenes.
Yeah. And as you said, you've hired engineers that have been working on this. You have several companies and a lot of money to put behind this, we understand. Your father invented synthetic diamonds, which has helped this family business of yours grow.
That was the start of it way back in the 50s, but we've continued an innovation type of cycle to try and solve some of these issues that we have before us.
Well, and that's what your point is. You say this is self-sustaining. There's not going to be cars or trucks in these communities. From your point of view, you are presenting Vermonters in this case with something that's sustainable.
In my belief, what we're trying to do is get something that's very sustainable. The whole community is a garden, so it's all solar-powered, making food. You're using every square foot of area for photosynthesis.
So a rooftop would have a small farm on it. But you know what the people in Vermont have been telling you in town meetings. They are appalled by this. They are opposed to this. They say that adding 20,000 people to these small towns, I think your goal is a total of 1 million, that doubles the population of Vermont. It's only a little over 500,000 right now.
Yeah, and this is way out in the future. So right now what we're doing is just conserving land so there's a possibility of future communities and that we don't continue to break up large parcels into smaller parcels.
And did you pick this location in Vermont because it's near the birthplace of Joseph Smith?
Yes, that's the primary reason because I knew of that since I was a young man. But also the area is one of the few areas of the United States where you have large lots of land available. It's just trees. I haven't purchased one farm yet.
Well, can you understand, first of all, the concern that anyone associated with a faith, and in this case, you're Mormon, people are concerned, well, what does this mean? Are there going to be 1 million Mormons here? What does that mean? Is that your goal?
No, I hope not. I don't think Mormons would like it. In fact, my own church doesn't like the idea.
Exactly, right.
Most LDS people like large homes on single lots, kind of the urban sprawl approach to life.
Well, and also there's an ethos. Residents would be required to relinquish all their assets to New Vista's for-profit trust. Vermont is run by town meetings, but in this case, we understand your villages would have a hierarchy, much in the way the church interacts.
No, it's completely different. The LDS church is very hierarchical. This is what's called a modern matrix-type organization. You have individual responsibilities like quality or health, and not even the president of the company can override the health person. And the people don't have to invest in the community. It's just that that's their best way to get a return.
Well, you were quoted, and I want to make sure you were quoted correctly. You were quoted as saying, it's true, it's not democracy, But if anyone thinks they have democracy, they're nuts.
Well, that's not quite what I said. What I meant from that is our current town meetings are not democracy either. They're generally run by a small group of people, cliquey type things, people that have been there for a long time, have the power structure in place.
Do you understand the concern that you might be putting some people in the position of saying, I got to sell because I need the money? And there have been votes against what you want to do. I mean, people are really kind of up in arms about it.
Yes, and I think one of the biggest reasons is they don't understand how long-term this is. They also don't believe that I'm conserving the land and that my opposition is to subdivision, because most of the places that I've purchased were on their way to subdividing as a way of getting out.
Well, and this is the point that you have been trying to get across to Vermonters. Their economy may be threatened anyway, and that the thing that you envision would replace people driving cars and trucks long distances.
Yes, the current economy requires a person who lives on these estates to travel a lot of miles to get to work. There's no local jobs.
Well, what would the people do, the 20,000 in each village, the million total, where would they work?
What we've learned over time, and the reason why big urban areas and cities are so attractive, is people themselves generate jobs.
Well, for instance, and I don't mean to be flip, but under your vision, you would need pool cleaners, because your design calls for not just the housing but with offices and gardens, but 48 basketball courts and 48 Olympic-sized swimming pools.
That's for each community of 20,000, yes.
So that definitely will introduce something into the state. But do you understand how an entire state might feel that you've come in from the outside and are almost imposing their future?
Well, I hope they come around. So, for instance, Vermont would not be the first community. It would be way late, because they have laws against development that would be very tough to get around. So right now, the only objective is conserve the land so there's a possibility. But once communities in other places are working well, I think Vermont, because of the sustainability, would start to look at it positively.
You have mentioned the future many times. You're 70. You could be, 30 more years working on this, but it doesn't sound as if you even think you're going to see it come to...
No. I'll see some of the elements of it working. For instance, all of the different small things like lifters and pushers and medical systems, but I doubt I'll live to see a full community.
And that's okay.
That's okay.
And by the way, what was it about the Plat of Zion that inspired you?
Extremely radical stuff. I first became acquainted with it in 1973, and the 0.1 acres per person just blew me away, because this is an 1833 document. It's really for the future. It's not for even our time right now, nor was it even capable of being done in their time.
Oh, by the way, why so many swimming pools?
There's 20,000 people in this community. And so if you start looking at that many people that can walk to things, you need fun things for them to do. And that's another crazy thing. It's an 1833 drawing, and Olympic-sized pools fit perfectly, and that didn't even exist. The NBA basketball court fits perfectly. So it was a very futuristic type of design that was also prophetic as well, in my view.
And to be clear, so are you saying you're literally laying your blueprint over Joseph Smith?
Yeah, the details, if you triangulate all of the details of those documents, it comes to the thickness of the wall, the size of the rooms, everything. So I'm doing the engineering and science on it, but the design and pattern was 1833.
That's David Hall. His foundation is called New Vistas, looking to create utopian communities around the world, including in the heart of Vermont and Provo, Utah. And as we said, lots of pushback from people in at least Vermont will follow this story. David, I don't know, we won't follow it for 100 years.
But, and I don't fault the people in Vermont and other things for being against it. It's a radical concept.
Thanks for talking to us about it.
Thank you very much.